Welcome to Babbel, Translating the Middle East, a podcast from the Middle East program at CSIS.
The Egyptian government seems to be using horoscopes as a new avenue for disseminating pro-regime messages, hoping that their mystical quality lends credibility to government messaging that is lacking in other outlets.
So in the coming year, Egypt will be more orderly and more stable because Saturn is in Capricorn?
Exactly, says Passant Youssef, one of a number of astrologers whose predictions are delivered on pro-regime TV shows and in newspapers across Egypt. While Orthodox Islam frowns on fortune-telling, astrology has a long history in the Middle East's popular culture, especially in Egypt. Under President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, political horoscopes have exploded. Fortune tellers appear on television and in print, expressing their confidence that President Sisi is leading Egypt to a secure and prosperous future. They claim things in Egypt are looking bright because Sisi is a Scorpio and, quote, possesses a great deal of patience and fortitude.
The upcoming presidential elections, of course Sisi will win, right?
God willing, he will.
Won't anything painful happen to Qatar, God willing?
All bad fortune, God willing, and they won't survive their wrongdoings.
Meanwhile, his political foes are cursed with bad fortune. His now-deceased predecessor, Mohamed Morsi's stars, were not aligned, according to one astrologer who read his fortune last year. The astrologer's prognosis? Morsi, quote, operates mindlessly based on his emotions and has illusions of grandeur because he is a Leo. Horoscopes also toe the regime line by encouraging struggling Egyptians not to expect government handouts.
The presence of Saturn in its original house of Capricorn means an elevation of the value of work.
Youssef predicts, quote, Egyptians will learn how to do things themselves rather than ask for them. They will hold themselves accountable. Early last year, Egyptian astrologers reached a consensus that the country would enjoy a flourishing economy, increased tourism, and great military, political, and diplomatic achievements. To their predictions, the astrologers were careful to include a cautious, inshallah, God willing.
Thanks for listening to Babbel. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.